On September 20, 2004, the Ministerial Commission to study the situation of the victims of the was published in the official State Gazette. Following this fact, the Ministerial Commission has conveyed its response to a letter addressed to the Vice President of the Government and President of the Commission for a The organization has presented now the signatories of the document, the question of inclusion and defined in the document, agreed at a meeting held October 9, 2004, in the to maintain said document after the required ceremony is used, in light of the fact that it is unanimously anticipated that the approval of the historical narrative that is intended is impossible without the legal recognition of the type of investment. The text of the letter was officially deposited at the General Registry of the Government Presidency on November 3, 2004, along with a copy of the document requesting the inclusion of the defined in the document. This text reads as follows. We believe that the current government has a historic opportunity to comply with the international human rights standards and to offer satisfaction to the victims, their families, and even those who are living in the situation to which those victims lawfully belong, as part of the civil and political society existing pursuant to the rule of law. The President of the Commission and its work is requested following on our behalf on behalf of the organization to find the attack. Steele Commission to study the victims of the Civil War in Franklinville as a legal and formal principles, so to ensure that all the associations involved may be informed of the truth and evolution of their meetings, and they have the disposition of all the materials necessary to obtain a proper understanding of the issues addressed. To all the associations who deal with the subject of the Civil War in Franklinville, we ask to appear before the Commission whatever their legal status may be, and whether or not they have submitted anything in writing to the Commission. Good faith by the state and a due consideration of the nature of the problem and issue we explored at all times. This point is of particular importance because the experience here from the victims organization clearly evidences a lack of good faith in many of the state's actions relating to the victims of the Civil War and Franklin's recession, notwithstanding that good faith should be inherent to the acts of any government particularly as well. We believe that the Office of the Attorney General and the Ministry of Justice should be participants in this commission, given that most of the responsibility for the denial of justice by judges and prosecutors lies within their area of competence. Most of the forms that appear as inaction fall within the competence of the justice system, and should be dealt with simply by compliance with existing legislation. The following two examples demonstrate this point. The state can implement regulatory measures to obtain reliable and legally valid information as to the documentation which exists in archives concerning civil war and Franklin's recession. To deny this kind of information would be a violation of the right to information recognized as a right of all citizens, especially given the European Union. In this instance, it would also affect the right to justice to the extent that it is freed and hindered. Right to due process and the claim to justice before the court, and at the same time make ineffective the principle of the justice guaranteed by the Spanish Constitution. The two strongest arguments which are completely contrary to our view are that of the legal structure and that of the financial law of the operations to result from the two actions of the human. With respect to the first of these arguments, after 30 years, there are still high ranking public officials who believe that the present state of the continuation of the present state is fact, which obviously demonstrates that no such legal structure exists. It is a clear demonstration of legal intent to deny the victims legal reparations if the uphold is passed as a team, which was held to be criminal by unanimous decision of the United Nations General Assembly and in breach of the most fundamental norms of human rights. To allow the unlawful information of victims of war crimes and out of explanation, and further to allow the defending prosecutors and judges and the Russian intelligence system to go senior state officials, including members of Congress, think in terms of the financial cost of the as a result of Trump's crimes, is no more than another clear demonstration of legal uncertainty, and even of the existence of a systematic violation of property rights and the right to due process of law. If a state were to have vicarious liability for the crimes committed by Franklin, this would have to be resolved in law by means of a process with all necessary legal guarantees. The fact that no such process currently exists does not evidence legal certainty, quite the contrary of truth. The fact that victims and relatives organizations cannot find lawyers to represent them, even well-established regional associations have not been able to find a lawyer to represent them in years, one reason why Congress makers have not been this not only evidences that there is a serious problem with respect to legal guarantees for the victims, but it is a further demonstration of legal uncertainty.
Adam Cutman, the Ministry of Justice, is in your hands to bring about the reconciliation of the United and to ensure that the rights of the victims and of their descendants are addressed as the rule of law requires. As you well know, freedom is constructed every day. And to achieve it, all citizens must be the same under the law. It is the responsibility of government to ensure that this is so. And to that end, it is essential to carry out work dedicated to the victims, effectively and consistently, with the reestablishment of their rights and their freedom. That is the only way that we civilized men and women have discovered to build a just society for the community. Peace is constructed from and is a product of lasting justice and justice. There is no society that can survive the loss of memory and freedom of the past or deny the right to justice. Madam President, the crime period of missing here begins over 68 years ago, and while there continues to be no legal recognition of the victims as provided by international human rights law, this crime continues to be perpetrated. It was 68 years ago that the General Assembly of Colombia, the Potsdam Conference, the governors of the United Kingdom, the United States of America, and the Soviet Union stated that the Franklist government, having been founded with the support of the Texas powers, in view of its origin, its nature, its record, and its close association with the aggressor states, does not possess the necessary qualifications to justify its people. It will be 26 years since we, in Spain, gave ourselves a new constitution which guarantees the human rights of all citizens. The creation of the Interministerial Commission to Study the Victims of the Civil War in Franklin is an irrefutable demonstration that this has not been accomplished, and therefore the state has not been able to guarantee legal certainty for all its citizens. We seriously hope that the skepticism which reigns in all the victims' organizations is not well-founded, and that the current government, of which we are a member, honors the obligations of the Spanish state to comply with international human rights standards in all their consequences, and the conviction that this can only strengthen civil liberties, human rights, and legal services. May justice prevail. The Supreme Court of the text of the law sent to the President of the Interministerial Commission to study the situation of the civil war and prejudice, and signed by the President of the Republic of Spain. For further information on the question of the Supreme Court of Spain, and with a photo, you may visit the Supreme Court of Spain's website. This information has been provided by the Supreme Court. Please have been produced at our studios in Madrid on November 13th, 2016. Thank you.